Woods.
Josh Lonefeld.
Ryan Caperton.
Rick Zegentes.
And our audience is
Travis Hire from HDR.
Ashwarya with Southeast Missouri Council of Governments.
Jason Ray, Simcoe.
Hannah Knopf with MoDOT.
Cheryl Harrison, City of Branson Public
Works. Matt Brown, City of Branson Public Works Engineering.
Jill Shipp, City Administrator for Mary Woods.
And she will leave the city of Forsyth.
Perfect. All right. And Kendall, can you still hear us?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay.
I'm present.
And Kendall Hayes as well via phone. First item on the agenda would be approval of minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed,
aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Second on the agenda, old business. Anything any of things needs brought up? Move on to item three, the Tenney County updates, but with Devin not here.
Do we have any updates on our top 10 projects there, any of them? What about Tenney County Expressway, just an overview of it? Any needs there? Has we got funding going on that, or
the are we in that, or are we on Tenney County stuff, or is that the same? All right, here's the bottom line. We have an earmark for $3 million for the bridge over the railroad. We've had some concern expressed by one of the property owners that we're crossing. Great River Engineering has done some overflights with a drone to see if there's alternate routes to try and work through that particular issue, and I think that's where it's at now.
Yeah, I got a letter from a lady.
Oh, everybody got letters. I got a folder full of letters from a lady.
I bet you did.
So, at any rate.
Yes, I received a phone call also and a message, so.
Just want to, for the record, a quick overview of 86 quarter. Again, the top five, so we all are abreast, because not all of us attend your Hollister meetings where we get all that great information, but so that everybody knows.
MoDOT TV straight here. ESS received was the apparent low bidder. That has not been for the 86 project. Do you know that?
I do not. Okay. Beth told me that 86 is covered in it. If you would like to take it off the list, you could.
And I've got a comment about that, too.
And you mentioned at the last meeting that a bid had come in. Is that right?
Yeah, it was
Emery Sapp and Son has not been awarded yet. They are the apparent low bidder, $22 million.
Right.
So that is for phase one. The reason 86 needs to stay on and not go off is because there's also phase two, the three-lane super twoing to the bridge. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that phase two stays on the priority list.
Was that bid within the realm? I guess it was in the realms of the target estimate of cost. Or don't know if it's going to be competitive or not. Yet to be found out. It hasn't been accepted yet. Is that right?
Well, it hasn't been awarded.
Hasn't been awarded.
And I believe from the dialogue I've been involved with, yes, it is going to be. And, of course, some of this, it's all a MoDOT project, but it's also being paid for by a TDD and a governor's cost-share grant and a whole series of things stitched together to do this. So this is, and to be honest with you, I'm not sure there is a choice. We've got to do it. I mean, it's a tenth of the way done already. So I think the answer is when the commission meets, they probably, unless there's something extraordinary, will award the bid. One reason that can stand in the way of a bid award like that is if, in fact, they're under federal indictment. We've had that once where a firm, APAC, was under federal indictment for bid inconsistencies. Emery Sappinson is receiving MoDOT bids on a regular basis, so there's no reason to believe that this one won't be the same. So I'm going to say that when the commission meets again, those bids will be awarded and Emery Sappinson will be doing it. The other thing is it's a compressed timeline, so I have heard that it's supposed to be done in August for an event in September. I've also heard September, but anyway, August or September, day, night, weekends, all hands on deck. You don't have to drive through there during that time. Don't do it. So that's kind of the way that's all going. There will be no lane or no road closures. There will be lane drops and there will be congestion and there will be delays, but there will always be a way through there. So that's the 86 road improvements. The bridge continues ahead of schedule.
Long Creek.
Long Creek Bridge, ahead of schedule. No scheduled lane drops. However, when they pour columns, and they publish this every 24 hours ahead of time, when they pour columns, they have to take the concrete out on the bridge so there's a lane drop. And then the concrete is transferred from the truck to the pump to the column. So that's the story there. But they are well ahead of schedule.
Michael, could you give us a quick thumbnail sketch of progress on our third item there?
Absolutely.
Country Boulevard.
76 Country Boulevard is a $2 million design process of really close to $1 million, so we're about the halfway point in the design. Design charrettes were carried out. They're working on corridor segment 1 and 2, which is a butterfly house to the Ferris wheel. Basically, all the undergrounding and dump bank has been nearly 100% done. It's the above ground and the experience plazas that they're working towards. We're also working towards a plan of finance with that in conjunction at the same time, trying to redevelop the 76 corridor and what the total cost will be from one end to another. So you should hear news from that. Super excited about the stuff and the renderings and when they can share with you. It's exciting, different stuff. So gateways to the city, a little bit different than segment three. Segment three is kind of near Presley's, Cheddar's. You've seen a revival of business in that area, some to the sidewalks and not. And if you look at Google pictures, you kind of question about how many people use an 8-foot sidewalk. Well, if you look, every single Google picture has a family walking in it. You couldn't ask for better timing, I guess, when they came through there. But really unique project, has kind of a couple different spheres to it. A, it provides better fire protection. We have water issues on that. B, it provides better communication because we'll end up owning the duct bank and we'll be able to sublease out. So as fiber changes and technologies change, they can sublease out from us. The other one is pedestrian safety, which is number one and foremost for there. We did look into some bridges and some different ideas with that, but cost prohibitive with ADA standards and elevators and so on and so forth. So they've dreamed big and they've dreamed well, and super exciting project to work on.
On phase one, is the dump bank in for the two new phases that you're working on? It is.
Yep. So segment three, so one and two has been designed. Segment three is 100% operational.
So all the way down to?
From basically.
World's largest toy museum to all the way down to that
valley, everything.
Down to IHOP. What about the sidewalk? When is that going to be taking place?
So once this finishes design and everything gets released, I would assume we would probably have a shovel on the ground. They're hoping for January-ish. I think it'll be a little bit longer than that.
Next year. It's going to be that. Okay. And that'll be both sides all the
both
way
sides
on those two territories we just mentioned. Keith Francis had talked about I guess it was a 10-year plan or 15-year or 20-year plan. That he was going to preview with us, but somehow it got lost in the shuffle. So sometime in the future, if you could give us just a thumbnail sketch of one of our meetings, would be really appreciated.
For the city of Burlington?
Yeah.
The entire city? Absolutely.
Well, as they affect these projects that are listed on here, is what we'd be looking for. But he had planned to give that to us, but we just never got to it. It's surpassed us. I assume you're plan was put in place and it's approved and that's what you're working on, but it'd be good for us to know what may, you know, how it couples with these other projects that we've built here.
Absolutely.
And I think that's, from my perspective, that's sufficient update on getting caught up, at least.
All right.
Taney County has more going on than just that. Lane, the lane projects at Kirby.
That's a Devon deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
The lane projects at Kirbyville are coming along pretty close to schedule. There was some delay in that because there was a utility that was not marked that was discovered that had to be reworked. But paving is scheduled to start next week, into this week. They're out there working on it right now, so I'm thinking, and I see the base rock and stuff, so paving is scheduled to start pretty quick on that. So that's, that is probably one of the larger programs. Subdivision resurfacing at Spring Meadows. I think that's pretty much done.
Like I said, I don't know what Devin's got.
Okay, micro-surfacing at Poverty Point and one other subdivision would be, I live on Poverty Point, I think it's done. So the micro-surfacing there is done, and I'm not remembering the other subdivision where micro-surfacing is going to be, but that's scheduled to happen pretty quickly.
What's the status of the number four project, the widening through Forsyth 160? Any plans or?
At this point, the Lightning Board is discussing how we would accomplish that task financially because we're assuming we'll have to have a cost share. We want to do that, how to phase it, and how we would approach businesses as we get ready to be a project like that would be pretty important.
We're still in the planning stage.
Pretty much planning.
Still desperately needed.
Yes.
I'm not aware of any more county. There are other county projects. I'm just not aware of them right now. Chip and seal is moving along. I think that's a priority for the summer, and there's a fairly substantial program, and they're into that a bit, I think. And
I think well, Darren submitted five or six, and I got the list here, of bridges to SimCon a couple of weeks ago, I think. We got the list in here.
There's one that... It's an ongoing county project that probably needs to be expanded on a little more. Dean Road, I don't know how familiar you guys are with the Pro Tem area. They're redoing, widening, re-chip and seal, rebuilding Dean Road right now where it meets U Highway. Years ago when I was working at the county, we rebuilt the south end of Dean Road on through to 125. It'd be a MoDOT involved deal as well. And I'll get some more information on this, but the intersection, If the county's already down there looking at this, where that intersects the state highway, it's just a matter of time before somebody's killed there. It is, you got cars 55 miles an hour and you're pulling off of a blind spot. I bet you can't see 50 foot when you pull out there. So I don't know what we need to do to amend that, to get it on the list, but I can gather some more information, the amount of accidents that were there last year. It's in the tourism down there and the residents, there's not a lot down there, but the lake access, it's growing yearly. I'd hate to see how many new residents have moved into that area in the last year, just the real estate that's sold. So, I mean, it's just a matter of time before the traffic's going to require us to look at something there.
I'm not familiar with that intersection, but we've had a couple that we have completed, and the way that both of those were handled, and they were both in far East County, was we moved the intersection. We took made, in effect, an outer road to get away from the really bad sight triangle and move uphill or downhill one way or another.
I think that's what hinders this one. There's a substation sits right next to it, to where going the other way, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse closer to the hill to the left.
Maybe able to spin around that substation.
Yeah, go around it and get you some sight.
Top of the hill, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely one that's going to require something to be looked at the more the traffic grows down in that area.
I'll definitely